Come on, loose. What a win!
I need professional help.
Sports betting weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports betting weekly.
What a win!
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
What about an education?
Sports betting weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports betting weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Call us with your winner, 866-405-1717.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. I'm second half Chaz, along with Steve on the board. We've got Johnny D in house.
Hey, wild card weekend. Four great games in the championship Monday.
Tommy's here too.
Just living the dream. Welcome, sports fans.
And you know what? It is exciting for me because this is our first show post-regular season football. This becomes our all-sports segment. Now, remember, this summer, we did it all summer. So we've got experts coming in. And I say experts, you know, these are guys that are just like you and me. Nobody's going to guarantee you're going to win $80,000 if you give them a Geno this morning. But we've got Billy V. We'll talk to him later today. We've got Chris Martinez joining the show to talk some soccer. I was telling Johnny D, Tommy, the soccer on the website that we use, oh my goodness, 12 different countries. Each country has 12 different leagues, and each league has like 12 different games.
Yeah, it makes me wish I knew something about soccer.
And that's why Chris is coming in. Then we got next week, UFC. We'll be talking with Billy V today to get him in. And we're going to have him in studio some of these weeks because he's just way too much fun. And again, like I said, Mo and Sloppy are going to join us. But before we do anything, we want to remind you that we're coming to you live from our WatchEveryGame.com studios. And this time of year, the WatchEveryGame.com box is crucial because NHL, NBA, NCAA hoops. As a matter of fact, before we get to Wes, who's going to be our first caller today, I want to mention that Tom Vasco, numerous callers of the week, had an incredible run. Won't be able to make the show, but he texted out, if you're up at midnight, our time, 9 o'clock East Coast, take Hawaii and give the 8.5. They're hosting like UC Santa Barbara or something.
The Rainbow Warriors are tough at home.
No doubt about it. All right, so over the next 60 minutes, we're going to cover as many opinions on as many sports as 1 hour can handle. We want to know what the public is thinking. Give us a call, 866-405-1717. As always, callers wanted. Winners tend to be preferred. Wes, what do you think? You there, Wes? We got a lot of sports to talk about, so it'll work out if Wes isn't on the line. So yeah, it looks like Wes might have dropped.
Throw the flag.
We'll get him back in. So I want to go over the board with you. Let me handle with Hector's calling in too. So let's get to the sports on the board. So we got football, American football. Today, of course, we got two wild card games.
That's true. Right?
Who we got, Johnny?
Yeah, it's 1:30 here in the West Coast. We have the Chiefs at the Texans, and then later tonight, Steelers at Bengals. All four games this weekend should be close games. It should be great.
Tommy, what's on the horn for Saturday or for Sunday then? The two games Sunday.
Well, we're looking at Sunday in the NFL. We're looking at the Green Bay Packers v. Washington Redskins, and that game will take place at 4:40 p.m. Eastern time, so 1:40 our time. And then we also have the kicking off the action at 10:05 in the morning. I love living on the West Coast. We have Seattle Seahawks -4 at the Minnesota Vikings.
Now, that's a great segue because if you are in San Diego and you are a Seahawks fan, you got to head down to Blush on Market Street. Park on the corner of 6th and Market. There's a lot for $10. I think you could park all day.
Or you can find a meter, yeah. And there's no parking on Sunday. It's free.
That's true. There you go. Park right on the street. And they do a great 12th man at Blush. Taylor is from UW, so we'll talk to Sloppy a little bit about that. We also are going to be dealing with the Monday night. Right, Johnny, Monday night, there's Monday
College
night football.
Football National Championship game with, of course, the Alabama Crimson Tide and Clemson Tigers.
And then today, Saturday and Sunday, remember, we're talking weekend sports. Okay, so Saturday and Sunday, we've got NBA, we've got NCAA hoops, and we already gave out a pick from Vasco. We've got NHL. Do we care about men's tennis?
No.
How about women's pro bowling?
Well, you know, no. Here's the thing. There's lines on everything, Johnny. There's lines on everything.
Yeah.
Hey, you can bet the presidential election right now.
And I'm not sitting here and telling you Sloppy. I know Sloppy bets golf and stuff. He might like tennis. We'll talk. And then we got now the soccer. Like I said, Mexico, Australia, Italy, France has two leagues, Greece, Portugal has two leagues, Spain has two leagues, Wales. Where's Wattman?
That midfielder from Wales?
Oh. Where's Wattman? Isn't Wattman over there somewhere?
Ireland.
Maybe we could get him on the line. They only have, they're not on here. Maybe they're off.
He's into that Irish hurling. Yeah.
And England has three leagues. And like I said, dozens of games in each league. All right, let's try it again. We're going to reboot. Let's get out to Wes.
Are we good now?
Hey, Wes, let me ask you a quick question. On this Jacksonville State, North Dakota State FCS Championship, which is today, it goes on at 9 o'clock right as we get off the air, 12 o'clock Eastern. I'm thinking North Dakota State, given three, is an underlay.
I'm with you. I haven't paid too much attention to those teams, but North Dakota State is going to get it done.
They're a dynasty.
They are a dynasty.
Yeah, they are, and they got a great fan base. They're going to get it done.
Yeah. Hey, Wes. So when we go forward with the All Sports Edition, you know, we're talking football for a few more weeks, but then you know we got to go. We got five games this week. Then next week is four games. Then two games. Then no games. We go a whole week with no football. I think there's a Pro Bowl.
Does that even count anymore?
Well, in the old days, it was free money betting the over, but those days are changing.
You know, I think the NFL should look at doing something kind of like the NHL did. You know, the NHL, every couple of years, they change the format. This year, they've turned it into a three-on-three tournament with four different teams, and it's just cool how they're always trying to change it up. They started the fantasy draft format that the NFL is using. It's just the Pro Bowl is just a non-entertaining game.
Well, I think the NHL has to, Tommy, because it's hockey.
Yeah, well, and another thing with the NFL, I mean, those guys, their season's over. They don't want to hurt, so all they do is brother-in-law each other the whole game, and no one hits anybody except for Sean Lee, God rest his soul, when he blew up that punter that one time in the Pro Bowl. That was awesome. But nobody wants to tackle anybody. You know, that's why the games are 57 to 55.
Well, if I was working at Home Depot in the back because I got hurt in a Pro Bowl game, I'd be ticked.
I get it. We all get it.
Wes, what other sports are you going to want to talk about over the next few months?
I'm a hockey guy. I pay attention to a lot of NHL. I'm a huge Blackhawks fan. You know I'm a Bears fan.
So sure?
I've had a great couple of years with hockey.
Well, that's good to know because we're going to cover it. And I've told people there is nothing more intense than betting hockey. And I've said this numerous times on the show because think about it. One goal may be all you see.
Yeah, playoff hockey, you're in OT, sudden death. It doesn't matter if it's game one, game two. It's just back and forth. Who wants it more?
Yeah, and it really is pretty exciting, especially if you do it on the, Tommy, we do the point, you know, the what do they call it, the puck line? I don't know what they call it when you're given.
Yep, it's a run line.
It's
run line.
One and a half, unless it's a big team against a garbage team.
Right.
It's always one and a half.
And then you're sitting there and you're hoping for the goalie to come out so you can get the cover.
That empty netter.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk today. Let's talk some football. You did great on the pool. As a matter of fact, we're not done going through all the pool stuff because we've been busy. But you had multiple double digit weeks. You had a few weeks you didn't hit anything, and we're going to go back and look at some winning percentages. But for football this week, talk to us.
I got to stay home in Kansas City. I got it at three. You know, Kansas City's not lighting the world on fire on offense, but their offense is just efficient. And Alex Smith, I saw a statistic. He's like 9 touchdowns and no interceptions in his postseason career. And the Chiefs are just – what's doing it for them is great defense, and they have great starting field position. I just don't know that Houston is going to have enough on offense to turn the field on them. And Kansas City's not going to make this stupid mistake. I think three's a gift. They've been winning by 6-plus in almost every game of their 10-game win streak. I gotta stay in the city I live in and say go Chiefs.
There you go, buddy. All right, good luck, and we'll talk again next week.
Have a good week, guys.
All right, so we're a little tight on the back end of this. So, Hector, we're going to talk to Hector. Jonathan's on hold. We'll get Jonathan after the break. I think at 8:15, we've got somebody calling in, maybe Chris with soccer, I think. So we'll get everybody. Hector, what are you thinking, buddy?
Hey, thanks, guys. You know where my heart is, Chaz. You know I'm going to go with Steelers after that miracle. Well, not a miracle. I kind of called it Rex Ryan beating his old team, you know, the Jets. So I think they're playing with house money right now. I think the pressure's off. They were stressing about making the playoffs. They bumped themselves in somehow, and I think their offense, even though they don't have a running game right now, it's going to be like the greatest show on turf again. I'm taking the Steelers plus three.
Yeah, you know what? I could totally understand that because when you look at the sixbetsagame.com trends, boy, Cincinnati, guys, doesn't really like to win playoff games, do they?
Yeah, I mean, I think the best thing for Andy Dalton was that they put A.J. McCarron now so he doesn't have to face the Steelers in the playoffs again. So, actually, it's minus three. So, I'm still sticking with the Steelers minus three.
Yeah, you know what? They're the Steelers. They've done it before. You know, and again, with all these teams, guys, you got to just get in. You get in and you're the last six people in your league. You got a shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Hector, real quick, before you go.
Yeah.
What other sports you going to do?
I'll do baseball when it starts again. You talked about Mexican soccer. Miguel Herrera is the new coach of the Cholos, so we'll see how he does.
Perfect.
And, whatever you guys want to talk about.
All right, Hector. Okay. All right, when we come back, we got Jonathan on the line from San Antonio. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
When Vince Young scored on 4th and 5 in the 2006 Rose Bowl, two things happened. The Texas Longhorns won the NCAA title, and championshipfootballs.com was born. From Texas to Alabama to Ohio State, and now for Super Bowl winners, too. ChampionshipFootballs.com is the place for the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, 10 years later, ChampionshipFootballs.com has the autographs, too. See if any of these names remind you of a special time in your football life. Michael Bennett, Lou Holtz, Joe Montana, Devin Smith, Jameis Winston, Rocky Blyer, Rocket Ishmael, Ara Parsegian, Mike Stonebreaker, Chris Zorich, Luther Bradley, Todd Light, Tony Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Dave Casper, Marcus Mariota, Rudy Rudiger, David Tyree. Enter the promo code RADIO and you'll instantly save $50 on any of the championshipfootballs.com autograph footballs. Championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need SixBetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, SixBetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember the sports books all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how SixBetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's SixBetsAGame.com. Start winning more bets now.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. We are having way too much fun on a Saturday morning covering the Vegas board. We've got to get right out to the phone here. Steve's helping us on the board. If you're not getting through, it's because we're swamped. And just keep dialing. Popularity does that to you. We got Johnny D in house.
Hey, right here with you.
Tommy's covering some stuff.
Good morning.
And we're going to go out real quick to Jonathan from San Antonio.
Yes, sir. Well, thanks for having me back, guys.
Hey, what's
Jonathan,
up, Jonathan?
So a couple questions. One is, I think you said MLB, right? You like MLB?
Yeah, I focus on MLB, but I'm big on college basketball. A little bit of NBA.
So let's ask you about Vasco's pick. Now, Vasco's gave us a lot of winners, Jonathan. I don't know if you came on in the last few weeks. Tons of winners. He texted in the last game on the board. It starts at midnight East Coast. UC Santa Barbara at Hawaii. Give the 8.5. He said.
I didn't really study that game a whole lot.
Welcome to the club.
The games that I go for. I mean, I looked at it, but it wasn't one of my games on my board. So I didn't do too hot yesterday. I went up with Colorado. It was they were up 52-50 with like 3 minutes to go, and they scored two more points the entire game.
Oh, bummer. Well, you know what? With Hawaiian football, it's always easy because those teams go over there and they have so much fun. They don't really play hard, you know. Well, I'm not sure about hoops. So let's talk about some football this weekend. What do you like?
I'm actually going to go with the Bengals today. It's +3. What I do know is that the Bengals haven't won a playoff game. We all know that. But A.J. McCarron really has done a nice job filling in. And Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers are kind of playing uninspired football. But if you have to win to get in and you lose it to the Ravens, there's something wrong there. They're going to have no D'Angelo Williams. And if he plays, he's going to be a little banged up. So I think the home crowd in Cincinnati, the defense is going to be able to keep them in the game long enough. A.J. McCarron, I mean, he's got a 6-2 touchdown to interception ratio. I really think he can play this game and get them their first win, or if not, at least cover the 3.
There you go. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Next week.
Hey, Johnny, you know what? I messed up. So let's cover a couple of those games. Let's cover, first of all, you know what, Steve? Can we do this? Can we get Chris on the horn? I want to welcome Chris to the show. Chris from San Diego. Do you remember a while back I said at some point in time we're going to be talking soccer and I'm going to need you? I'm not normally a needy guy, Chris. So
delay a game, throw the flag.
How about that? Did you hear what I said, Chris?
Well, here I am.
There you go, buddy. Thanks for coming. Chris, we've known each other for a while now. We're going to talk some soccer with you. But I wanted to check in with you in terms of someone who likes soccer as much as you do. Does American football do anything for you?
Not at all.
and you know, it's funny because Johnny and I were talking this morning. You know, I realized the billions of dollars that people are betting on the NFL, Tommy, it's a piss pile compared to what they do globally for soccer.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot more soccer fans than NFL fans. Yeah.
So they got I went on my book this morning, Chris. There are 12 different leagues in Europe. Some of them have multiple teams, multiple leagues. They all have dozens of games. How do you handle that? What do you focus on? Do you even look at Portugal soccer?
Well, let's bring up the reason why football doesn't do anything for me, and it's because there's too much parity in the teams. And even with American soccer, with salary caps, when they're trying to keep everything, you know, keep everybody has a shot for the most part. But in Europe, there's no salary caps, and so you have huge discrepancies in the qualities of the teams. Not only that, they have this thing called promotion and relegation. I don't know if you guys know what that is.
Sure.
But every year, the top 3 teams from the top level of soccer in each league get dropped. And the bottom 3 get dropped, the top 3 from the lower division go up. So promotion, relegation. So you're always having changes in the teams. And so that's what makes soccer in Europe and other parts of the world too, but mainly Europe, it's very, very attractive because we're only looking for 1 or 2 games. We're not looking for, you know, 50 games, and we're looking for those games where it minimizes our risk, like an investment strategy.
Almost
not so much
like
gambling.
When you're talking about betting against the Green Dragons here locally.
Yes.
the Green Dragons?
Yeah, that's Tommy's girls under 10 league. They're struggling. Okay. They're struggling.
I hear they're doing well.
They're plus 18 and a half this year, this week.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, so going forward, here's what we're going to do. We'll talk during the week, and we'll kind of make it easier for you to help our listeners by kind of narrowing down the focus. But I definitely want to – I've already learned a couple things from talking to you today that I didn't learn when we were sitting at the bar the other night. But what I'm looking at is – if I don't know, and I know an awful lot about sports betting, I'm guaranteeing, Chris, our listeners don't know.
Right.
And then what we'll do is we'll make it easy for you to help us learn a little bit about soccer, because we always talk about taking the advantage away from the house. And if you've got knowledge that the rest of the world doesn't have, that gives you an advantage.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are so many teams, so many games that, you know, you could spend an hour or two every day just kind of keeping track of everything that's going on. But in the end, I mean, you're really looking at a few leagues, Spain, Germany, England, and what's the other one that I look at?
Italy, France, Greece,
Scotland,
Portugal, Wales.
Sometimes the Dutch league.
Yeah.
Usually don't really look at the Italian league just because there's so much match fixing.
Yeah,
and
I was going to say.
There's match fixing going on across the board in every single country in Europe. So it's just a matter of, you know, trying to avoid those games when you think there might be a problem.
And I think I would imagine in your strategy of finding the overmatched team, it's really tough to shave points if you're, you know, going to beat them by six, you know?
Right, right. Yeah, so, I mean, and also, like, you know, if you're looking at the return on investment, so if you're anything less than a 10% return, it's not really worth your while.
Exactly.
Because one guy does one stupid thing, or there's, you know, there's a pick, and you never make any money off.
No, and I would imagine, so, you know, the odds, you're probably laying a lot of money to win a little.
Yeah, money line bets and at least $1,000 a game. Yeah.
Hey, question for you now. Thursday morning, it's 10 o'clock. You still here?
Thursday mornings, 10 o'clock. Well, it's the day after my birthday, so I might not be too...
No, but I'm saying, are you still going to be in the studio?
I don't know, actually. We're kind of negotiating.
All right, okay. Only because I know you do a business segment. I think, you know, Steve's on the board for that as well, isn't he?
Big names like me, I got to negotiate my contract.
Yeah, well, you know what? Do me a favor. When you get a chance... When you get a chance, have your agent call me, because I want to see if your agent can get in touch with Charlie Sheen's agent, because I've been working on Mark Berg for a few months now, but I'm not getting any return calls.
Nice. My agent is my dog. So
there you go. Well, Nola, right?
Yeah, Nola. Yeah,
there you go. Exactly. All right, buddy. Thanks again. We'll talk to you next week.
No worries, man. Thanks.
All right. So, Johnny, and it was interesting to find out that, yeah, you know, he's a soccer guy in American football. The parody, well, think about it. He nailed it. You know, that's absolutely what it's like. But let's look at some of these games that Hector talked about. We got Hector and Jonathan on opposite sides of the Pittsburgh game.
Okay, if you want to talk about that one first, the Chiefs and Texans are 5 hours away, but we can go to the late game. Steelers and Bengals, you know, they just played recently. Steelers at 10-6. Wild card Steelers, of course, everybody knows, 10 years ago. They were wild card and won the Super Bowl. Both of these teams have won four out of their last five. We all know what Ben Roethlisberger is capable of, and Antonio Brown. And they have no D'Angelo Williams. He's officially not going to be playing today. I don't know who the hell is going to be running the ball for the Steelers. But over to Cincinnati Bengals, fifth straight year in the playoffs. This is the best team they've had. Carl earlier mentioned A.J. McCarron. He has done a more than adequate job. I know he fumbled in one game a few weeks ago, but he's done a decent job. They played, just a month ago, the Steelers beat the Bengals, I think, 33-20.
That was a game Dalton got hurt in.
Yeah, and that, trying to make that tackle. Anyway, to wrap this up real fast, the Steelers are 3-point favorites. I just think this is the best Bengals team that's been around in a long time. The Steelers have trouble wrapping up, covering guys who give up a lot of yards through the air. I think they're a better team on all sides of the ball, offense, defense, special teams. I like the Cincinnati Bengals in this game, and I like the under also.
Tommy.
You know, it's really hard the way the Steelers are playing down the stretch. I mean, they threw in that clunker against Baltimore. I mean, nobody in the world expected them to lose that game, and then they did. I think they have a little bit more weapons right now. McCarron's not going to beat you, but he's not going to beat himself either. He's a smart kid. That's a game I'd play the halves. I'm looking right now. I'm looking at the first half line on that game, and the Steelers are minus a half point, and it's minus 130.
What's the total, Tommy?
It's over 22 and a half.
Wow.
And
a lot of points.
I think they can get there. I think they can get to 20, because I think the Steelers can score 14.
Let's sit around and wait for Tommy to bet an under, Johnny.
These guys running the ball for the Steelers, I've never heard of today.
But that's the thing. They've done that forever, you know? Yeah.
But these guys I've really, really never heard of.
Yeah, they took a 37-year-old D'Angelo Williams off the scrap heap. I know he's not 37. I'm exaggerating, so don't start calling in and telling me I'm wrong. But, you know, they took him off the scrap heap, and the guy almost ran for 1,000 yards this year.
Hey, Tommy, last thing I want to do is get a lot of birther calls coming.
Exactly.
Hey, so just so we know, as we come back from break, really excited, Billy Vickers, if you listened to the show at all last year, you know that Billy Vickers' UFC takes are great. Now, it's not till next week, but we're going to get a little intro with him today, and we're going to talk some UFC prep for next week. Always exciting. When we come back, you get Billy V. It's Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner, 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I just threw a couple bucks on North Dakota State. Yeah.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. We're trying to get our North Dakota State's bets in, so bear with us here. And, you know, we're going to go right now. We're going to hop on the phone. We're going to bring Mo on. Mo is the BS Sports Show, correct?
You are correct, sir.
And how is Billy Elvis doing?
Oh, you know, he saw the possible retirement of Calvin Johnson looming from his Detroit Lions, and he's taking that pretty hard.
Yeah, you know, sometimes getting out of bed is the hardest thing you can do in the morning. And now we're going to actually bring Billy on as well. Billy V, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, I'm right here with you guys. Good to be here.
All right. So, Mo, as you know from the summer shows, our all sports segments, as we call them, Billy V is our UFC guy. And it's funny because he doesn't really – he's not a big-time bettor. He just knows his UFC. And so what we do is we kind of pick his brain and we then translate it. So one of the things that I think that was great, Billy, is how we kind of really started nailing those will-go-won't-goes, huh?
We certainly did. There's just the smaller fighters, they tend to be more tentative and don't have the strength to knock each other out. And when you get to the heavyweights and the light heavyweights, you really have to take a look at their ability and their track record and just kind of put all that together.
You know, it's funny, Mo. We were I was in Vegas one time, and I've told the story numerous times, but I'm going to tell it again. And you know, it's Vegas. You know, things happen in Vegas, and I went nuts because they let the team score on the same exact play. It was the Bears and the Packers, and Walter Payton scampered around the end, and I'm the only one going crazy in the bar and the sports book, and my buddy hits me on the shoulder and says, "Dude, that was a replay."
I've been there.
Too many white Russians, Tommy. But so we were out, Billy. Remember, we're out at the sandbar. Matt, right. If you're listening, give me a call. I left them my number. The bottom line was when it went over, nobody even like there wasn't a peep. It was like nobody no one played. In the whole bar knew that I just won. But in a sports book, it's a totally different animal than that, because whatever that number is, 1.5 rounds, 2.5 rounds. 3.5 rounds, 4.5 rounds, depending on the fight, you know when people won.
That's right.
So, Billy, next week, Tommy was saying that Mr. Rousey's fighting?
Yep, Mr. Ronda Rousey is on the card. Travis Brown.
What's he going to be like? Does he practice at home?
I would hope
so. They call it foreplay.
I would hope so. Yeah. Trying to get out of her arm bars.
How rough would that be? What size
for a leg lock from Ronda myself?
What size California King would you need for those two to go at it?
Well, he's fighting Matt Matrione, and Matrione's no slouch. He has had a couple of losses recently, but he is a stud. And that's going to be a good fight, and I would probably lean toward the over on that one. I think these two are going to get in there and be a bit tentative.
Yeah, let's do this, Billy. Let's talk through the week. But what I'd love you to do, because for most people, that if you don't understand UFC, there's a lot of fights, with 10, 12 fights usually. Every fight has, you can bet the winner of the fight, or you can bet how many rounds it will or it will not go. They call it will go, won't go. So why don't we, throughout the week, we'll talk and see if you can isolate for them maybe the top two or three sides, for lack of a better term, which are the fighters, and then, again, the top two or three totals, you know, the will go, won't goes, and then maybe we'll even see if we can throw in a Billy V parlay of the week. I'll try to get something that rhymes. Well, I'll figure out some kind of rhyme for that. And then we'll talk to you next week.
I'll put my best man on it.
All right, buddy. Care.
Go shag some golf balls.
Yeah.
Good job, Billy.
We'll talk, buddy. Hey, Mo.
Yeah.
UFC, is it big in the Midwest?
Yeah, it is. It's bigger when you've got your top men guys going, Conor McGregor, Ronda Rousey. The Ronda Rousey Holly Holm rematch should be amazing, as long as she doesn't lose in that fight they're gonna have her had before Rousey. But the big fights are just the weekly cards that are just not so much.
Right. Well, I got to give them credit, because I remember they went five straight weeks and they weren't even on the same continent. I'm not talking about the same country, Mo. They weren't even on the same continent.
Yeah, I mean, I think they do that so it doesn't lose. If you went to Vegas or whatever every week, it would get old real fast. But credit to them. They've basically taken what pro wrestling did best and finding somebody you like and somebody you hate and putting them in a matchup and having to go out there and fight.
No doubt about it. And I remember the one fight I did watch from the Philippines. Wow, those fans were crazy. It was in Manila.
It's definitely a very cool sport to watch. But again, for me, and I think a lot of people who are in the Midwest, it's more of the big fight atmosphere that they like, as opposed to every week.
Right. So let's go. We're going to go around the horn, Mo. We're going to start with you, then Johnny, D, and then Tommy. Wes likes Kansas City over Houston. What do you think?
Houston has been hot, and can their defense continue to play well to back up the quarterbacks that are playing? Kansas City has been an up and down team as well, but I like what Andy Reid's done with that team. I like Kansas City.
It's hard not to like what Andy Reid's done, Johnny.
Oh, yeah. Chiefs won 10 games in a row. I mean, when Jamal Charles went down, I wrote off the Chiefs in the whole season, but Andy Reid has done one hell of a job. Last week, they beat Oakland 23-17. You look up game manager in Webster's Dictionary, there's Alex Smith's picture, and that's no disrespect to him. Kid's won 10 games in a row, and he can get out and run, too. The game is in Houston, though. Texans won three straight. Brian Hoyer he routed the Jags 30-7 last week. J.J. Watt took the cast off, had three sacks. This team has 45 sacks on the season. DeAndre Hopkins is in the Pro Bowl, 111 catches. I like the Texans' defense. I'm going to go with Houston to pull the upset, and I like the under 40 in this game, too.
Hey, Tommy, last week in my round robin, I had both of these teams. They both covered for the first half, but Kansas City gave up a touchdown and didn't score in the second half, so I hit the first half round robin, but not the second half round robin. However, in my post, I put that Houston in the second half has been an ATM machine this year.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because this week I am going to play one of my very rare unders. It's going to be Houston under 18.5 for the game. I don't think they're going to score two touchdowns. That's just the way I feel about them. They have no quarterback. No healthy quarterback anyway, unless you count T.J. Yates. And I don't count T.J. Yates. They should have held on to Mallett, because he actually played well down the stretch for Baltimore.
Yeah, hindsight, exactly.
But, you just can't make planes. But, the Chiefs are going to win this game. I think they're, that's my personal opinion. And I think the Chiefs are going to win this game by two touchdowns easy. And, just put some money on it and sit back and have a beer and some chicken wings and watch it.
There you go. And the thing about the opinions is, remember, that's what you're getting here. You're getting 60 minutes, Mo, of as many opinions now on as many sports as 1 hour can handle. Then I think we already covered Hector likes Pittsburgh. Of course, he's a homer. Jonathan from San Antonio, Texas, like Cincinnati. We covered it, Mo. Who do you like?
Oh, wow. This game is a toss-up for me. It depends on which Pittsburgh team shows up. I think part of Andy Dalton is happy he's not playing, so that way when Cincinnati loses, it can't be blamed on him. It's too hard not to take Pittsburgh in the game.
And then when we come back from break, we're going to have Sloppy on the line. So let's talk a little Seattle, Minnesota, Mo.
No Marshawn Lynch. I think the running game will struggle. I don't know if that will be a big plus for Russell Wilson. I like Minnesota. I really do. I like Minnesota in the game.
And the final game, I think, is
Packers Skins.
4:40, yep. Eastern time.
It's so hard to pick against Aaron Rodgers. It really is. I'm going to take him. Pick the Packers.
You know what? We've had a lot of people on Washington this year, and they really they helped some people. They won some games. They covered some point spreads.
Yeah, but it's come playoff time now, and if there's ever a time where Aaron Rodgers shakes off the Bucs, it's going to be now. And it's so hard to pick against him. So
no, you're absolutely right. But the bottom line is, Johnny D, one guy don't win a game. You got to have other peoples.
Yeah, so true. Yeah. So true.
I personally thought they might have dumped that game because they didn't want to last week because they didn't want to play Seattle.
Well, you know what? They played tough at the end. They scored 10 points in the fourth quarter to make it close, but I'm not quite sure. And then Monday night. Alabama, Clemson. What do you think, Mo?
You know, I've picked Clemson from the announcement. I'm going to stick with Clemson. I think they've had an amazing year. I don't think the right stops yet for them. I like Clemson Monday night.
You know, it's funny because we'll talk about that after the break. What we've got here is two opposites. You know, we've got the team that doesn't give up any points and the team that does nothing but score points. So both of those things can happen.
Right, and that's why I think it's cool that they took the two teams that had similar styles and made them play in the first round, and that way you've got opposing styles in the championship game. So I think it's very cool that it's going to happen like that.
No, no doubt about it. It was definitely an over-under world for New Year's Eve. If you're listening, guys, at the at College Football Playoffs, I think is their Facebook handle. We'll put those games on New Year's Day, not New Year's Eve, because I definitely think those games were, I don't know about the numbers, I didn't look, but I'm telling you right now, that was a bad idea. It was a bad decision.
Yeah, they were way down, and the ESPN just had to pay back about $20 million to advertisers because the ratings were so low.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for our check, but we'll see what happens.
Well, the games weren't competitive, that's why. I mean, yeah. No one wants to watch blowouts. I mean, there's something, you know.
Bama, 38-0.
Yep. Wow. I think the Buckeyes would have played a little bit better than the Spartans in that game.
Well, you know, it's funny because we talked about that. And remember, Saturday's games, and we'll cover that in the last segment, we're going to be at Blush again for the 16th. And somewhere I got the games that are playing, and we'll figure it out because it depends on who wins and who's there. But we're going to be there on the 16th at Blush, and I'm really, really excited about those games because those are the teams coming off the bye, and anything can happen with that. All right, Mo, we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Happy New Year.
All right, so yeah, when we come back, we're going to get Sloppy on the line. We're going to talk a little bit more about the national championship game. Pretty excited. We're going to talk some horses. It is Sports Betting Weekly.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need SixBetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, SixBetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how SixBetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6betsagame.com. Start start winning more bets now.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
At ChampionshipFootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a New England Patriots fan or an Ohio State Buckeyes backer. Maybe Grams is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a 12th man living in Seattle. Know a member of the Michigan State Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who's a Baltimore Ravens fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, they're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Hey, this is an important message. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. If you're hurting yourself by gambling with money you don't have, check out our website for the Gamblers Anonymous phone number.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Security guard picked it up. Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz, along with Johnny D.
Hey, we got a couple more games to talk about.
And Tommy.
Good morning, sports
bettors. We are really going to be covering everything, so let's get a little bit of a rundown. We're going to just tell them to try again. Steve, the board is full, so if you're having trouble getting in, you know what, call back. We're popular. What am I going to say? So let's go with the rundown real quick of what you got action with. There is NBA. Today there is, let's see here, where's the NBA? Well, don't forget, North Dakota State is kicking off in about 11 minutes. Get that bet in. You got the NHL, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games. NBA, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 games. And that's just today. College, there are 18 pages, like 90 college basketball games. We're really going to start rocking and rolling on college. Let's get Sloppy on the phone. Sloppy, we were talking some Seattle with Mo.
Awesome, and of course he picked the Vikings.
Yep, but I want to go real quick here because I just got off the phone with Ziggy, who's going to be joining us next week with the Ponies. And if you listen to the show, you know we've talked some Ponies in the past. The three of us here, and we've got a pretty good tradition for Derby Day. Last year, Sloppy, we did a little marketing research, went to three different places for all three different races. Now, this was a year where a horse won the Triple Crown, and it was depressingly sad to see the state of watching horse racing here in San Diego County. But we found Striders, so if Chris from Striders is listening, you know, we found Striders the other day. It seems like a good fit. It definitely is a classier way. I told Tommy, I don't know if you saw the tweet, Tommy, but or the Facebook post, whatever it was. It reminded me of the Trotters across the street from Saratoga. You walk in with all the rug and the carpeting because it's just rich people there, you know?
I used to love doing the Degenerate Daily Double.
Cash and tickets anywhere is good.
Say that again, Slop.
Cash and tickets anywhere is good.
No, you're absolutely right. But if you're going to lose, you want to lose in a place where, you know, it's got a little class too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they do the to get into the Kentucky Derby starting gate. It's a 35-race series. It awards points to the top four finishers in each race. So there are 19 Kentucky Derby prep season races, And then there are 16 Kentucky Derby Championship Series races. And today is January 9th. The Sham at Santa Anita, 1 mile. So starting next week, we're going to be looking at some of these races. We got the Smarty Jones, the Holy Bull, the Withers, the Robert E. Lewis, the Southwest, the Risen Star. And then, of course, once we get into March, they count. Really, that's what I'm looking at. Can you win in March? Because if you can't win in March, you're probably not going to get my money on the first Saturday of May, otherwise known as Tommy's birthday.
That's right.
All right, so, Sloppy, give us your quick rundown on today's games.
Today's games, I really like how the Texans are finishing the season. I think their defense is a little bit stronger. I'd probably take the Texans to cover in that game against the Chiefs. And then I just don't see A.J. McCarron winning a playoff game. Bengals haven't won a playoff game in 20 years. I think Pittsburgh rolls as well.
All right, so, Johnny, we covered both of those games, right?
Yeah, we sure did.
And Tommy, you're good?
Yeah.
All right, so now, I love the fact that we got either sides of the opinions, and that's really what it's all about, guys. These are your opinions. Somebody's going to get to gloat, and somebody's going to get to say I was wrong. Seattle, Minnesota, Johnny D.
Yeah, you know, I'll just get right into it. Vikings, you know, 11-5, NFC North champs, won 3 in a row, shut down the Packers last week. Some people think this 0-degree temperature at game time is an advantage for Minnesota. They've played in the dome for years. That's a push. The weather's a push in my world. But the Seahawks have been rolling, won 6 out of their last 7. They've been in the last 2 Super Bowls and probably should have won last year. We won't even go into that for sloppy sake. Russell Wilson on fire. Last 7 games, 24 touchdown passes, 1 pick. First quarterback in NFL history with 30 touchdown passes, 4,000 yards passing, and 500 yards rushing. This is my play of the weekend. I love Seattle to get it done.
All right, before we ask Tommy his opinion, hey, Sloppy, I wanted it to turn around and look for the person that was going to be patting me on the back, but there's nobody behind me, so I'm going to go ahead and do it myself. Did you notice there was no collapse with the 6 BetsAGame.com trends this year?
I did not. You guys still keep on running strong.
And
keep
you know what? Running. What I was very, very proud of. You know what? I'm not proud of a lot of things, you know, but I grew up in Morris Cove, so things happen. But what I am proud of is not only did the trends not flop like they did last year, but the mythical bankroll using those trends showed a 69% profit for the season.
I wish I only had a mythical bankroll and I'd be up a lot more money.
Yeah. You know what? It's really easy tearing up a ticket when it's a mythical ticket. So, Tommy, talk to me about the first game tomorrow.
Seahawks are going to destroy them. You know, just run them out of the building.
So you think Kansas City and Seattle are just the easiest of winners?
I absolutely think they're the easiest winners. Yeah, parlay them both.
Seattle rocked them 38-7 just a month ago.
All right, Sloppy, same what thing. Do you think?
I mean, you guys are talking music to my ears. It was just 5-6 weeks ago Johnny Dillon said Adrian Peterson was going to run all over the Seahawks and ended up with 18 yards, so I'm glad to have you back.
Oh, he can't remember to call the show on a Saturday morning, but he remembers what Johnny D said 7 weeks ago.
I can't remember.
I blame that on the alcohol, gentlemen.
Hey, lots of people blame. Don't blame alcohol.
I can't even.
One of our sponsors.
I can't even figure out that Spider 2Y banana play John Gruden's always talking about.
I know. I really like the Seahawks in this game. The weather does scare me a little bit, but Teddy Bridgewater has baby fidget hands. I think that's going to be a problem in 0 degrees.
Well, they're 13-2 in their last 15 overall against the spread, Minnesota, that is. 13-2. However, Seattle's only lost once against the spread in the last 6. I'm watching this game myself. What about the next game, the last game of the weekend? And then what we'll do is we'll sit down and we'll look real quick in the last few minutes of what happens and who plays where. So what do you think of that last game, Slop?
This game is weird, too, because you got to understand that Washington Redskins have not beat a winning team all year, and it's number 12 in the playoffs.
Well, they're playing in the NFC East, Slop. You can only play who's on your schedule.
Absolutely, and you didn't beat any team over 500, and you're not going to beat it this weekend. Aaron Rodgers is going to go out and beat Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs. Kirk Cousins, Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs. Who do you want?
Yeah, there's no wrong with that argument. Johnny, you got any more points on that game?
Yeah, I'll do this real fast. This is the hardest game of the weekend to handicap in my world. I usually start out mentioning the team's records, but not today. Doesn't matter. Redskins are the NFC East champs. They've won 6 out of the last 7. Won 4 in a row at home. I think 6 out of the last 7 at home they've won. But over to the Packers, they've not looked good the last 2 weeks. We all know that. But yeah, they lost 6 out of 10 games. They've only beaten one team with a winning record, too. I'll tell you this. For a lot of reasons, I should be picking the Redskins, but they're in uncharted territory. The Packers have had great teams for many years. We got that guy Nick who calls in from Arizona. Remember that reverse pick thing he does? I have every reason in the world to pick the Redskins, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to pull the reverse pick card. I'm going to go with the Green Bay Packers. It's my play.
All right, hold on 1 second. Let's get Joe in from Connecticut. Joe, I know you're sneaking off to a bathroom break and telling him something. So I appreciate you sneaking out on it for us.
Yeah, sneaking away from the post-drinking brunch, but calling up because I was looking forward to betting the Redskins being a home dog this week, and the line came out, and they're given 1.5. And I know Green Bay has been awful, but I don't know what to do with these lines this week. They're tough.
Well, that's kind of what they do. They get in your head, and as soon as you say you're confused, they've done their job.
Yeah, exactly. And I think they did a great job this week. There wasn't a game. I sit there and I love Kansas City. They're hot. Then you got to bet Andy Reid on the road in the playoffs, and I don't feel comfortable doing that either. Santa Anita's off the turf this weekend. What am I going to do?
Yeah, we'll talk because we're going to get you getting some hockey picks in. We're going to do the I just talked to Ziggy. We're going to do the road to May 1st. We're going to first Saturday in May. We're going to have a good time, Joe.
Yeah, sounds good. Pick some winners this week.
All right, buddy. And he made a good point that Chris brought up. You can't bet all the games, Johnny. You're not. You've always said that. I'm going to sit back and watch. Maybe at halftime I'll do something.
Yeah, if you got a problem trying to handicap this game, watch the first half. Get some action at halftime.
All right, Sloppy, we're winding down Monday night national championship game.
They're still college football going? No, just kidding. I'm taking Alabama. I don't think anybody can beat them. They're unbelievable.
All right, just so you know, guys, championshipfootballs.com has got 2 specials. Pre-sale on Alabama and Clemson. You get free shipping, and they'll save you some money. You got to order them before Monday, though. Once the game kicks off, all bets are off. And then, somebody's getting their money back, and somebody's getting a football. All right, Slop, we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Later, Sloppy.
Hey, winning the NFC East is like being the tallest midget.
Later. Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. I can think of a couple. Matter of fact, we got to come up with a couple more. I like that one, but short people might get mad. We'll come up with a couple more.
Sloppy. Later, boys.
They're little people, by the way. Little people.
Just remember, next Saturday.
Preferred nomenclature.
Next Saturday at Blush, we're going to be live again. So that's the NFC divisional rounds. I'll be posting some stuff on that.
Oh, you can drink mimosas.
Yeah, you got to be careful with those. All right, Slop. So, Johnny D., final thoughts.
Yeah, on the championship game, Clemson Tigers 14-0. They rocked Oklahoma Sooners 37-17. That Deshaun Watson is so much fun to watch. I can't wait to watch him next year. I expect
all right, we're winding down, Johnny. I apologize. You know what? We got a minute. I got the wrong card. Sorry. Okay.
Okay. Crazy pick here. Bama defense is tough. I like Bama in the first half and Clemson to get the backdoor cover. And I haven't done anything like that
what
all
is
year.
It? What's the line now?
7.
Yeah, that's a lot of points.
Probably go up another point or two.
Tommy.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to get out of this game because I really can't pick a winner. And I'm going to go and say, take the Chiefs. The Chiefs are the play of the weekend. And I don't think being on the road is necessarily going to hurt them. Because it's 17 degrees in Kansas City. It's going to be 72 in Houston. So I just put your money on the Chiefs and sit back and watch the game and eat chicken wings.
Yeah, so let's wind down real quick. We got Saturday, we're at Blush. We have too much fun. It's Sports Betting Weekly. Check out the website. Check out Twitter. Check out Facebook. Always be cashing.